All right, so today we're on Daf, I think, Chaf Gimel, is that right? Chaf Gimel. Let me go back to the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. We'll begin a few lines from the bottom. 22b, four lines from the bottom. Everybody have it? Erevin, Chaf Beis Amud Beis, 22b, four lines from the bottom. So it says, Manitin, Echad Bur Rabim, Ube'er Rabim, Ube'er Yachid, Osenlin Pasin. So we spoke about these pasibirado, these little wedges, which are kind of a shvach type of mechitza, but Chazal permitted it for the ole regalim, to get the water from the bear or the ba'or, from the well or the cistern. So the first Tana in the Mishnah says that it's a chad bor harabim, that would be a cistern that's used by the public. He says ube'er rabim, that's a well used by the public. The difference being the cistern just relies on, let's say, rainwater, and the be'er is like you dig and you hit water when you dig it. He says ube'er yachid, or it's private be'er, or silen pasin. So all of those cases, I could have the pasi birot. He says aval labor yachid osin lo mechitza gvoa starts fachim to Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the chashash is here, if the water runs out, the mechitza run out. So if I have a bor hayachid, a private bor, so that's a good possibility the water will run out on Shabbos, in which case I can no longer carry there. And if there's nobody to remind me about it, so then I might carry on Shabbos. In all the other instances, if it's a be'er, so the be'er we take it is not going to run out of water. And if it's bor harabim, where the public is using it, there also we think everybody will remind each other, and so there's no problem with it. So the only thing of the four possibilities, the only one that Rabbi Akiva says that cannot be used, is the bor hayachid. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Enosin Pasin on the Be'er Harabim Bilbad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says the Pasim are only good for Be'er Harabim. It has to be a well and it has to be for the Rabim, meaning he requires two extra requirements. It has to be Be'er and it has to be for the Rabim. So both of those are guarantees that it won't come to carry on Shabbos. The Be'er won't run out of water and then the Rabim will remind each other. So it's like a double guarantee. Like in the remote event it does run out of water, which is unlikely, the Rabim will remind one another. So in those circumstances, he permits it. For all the other instances, you do the chagor. Rashi learns chagor, the last line in Rashi, hekev shel chavalim. Rashi learns it's like a rope mechitza, which is also an inferior type mechitza, but it's superior to the pasin. If you look in the last Tosfos, he says chagora, and this Rabbi Leibowitz had mentioned today, perish mechitza. Tosfos learns it's a regular partition, not like Rashi learns the ropes, and that's the Mishnah. Any questions on the Mishnah? Okay, let me move on.
If it's a regular mechitza, why are they calling it a chagora?
He said because it went all around. That's the way why they called it a chagora. Otherwise, it would be called a regular mechitza. That's the way I recall him saying. All right, let's take a look on Chaf Gimel and Aleph on the top line. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel says Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. He was the most stringent opinion in our Mishnah. He says that Pasi Birod are only for the Be'er Harabim, for the well that's used by the Rabim. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Lo Hutru Pasi Birod Le'Be'er Mayim Chaim Bavad. Then we have another statement from Shmuel. The Pasi Birod are only for Be'er Mayim Chaim. It means a well with natural spring water. It's coming out from the thing. With Sri, it was necessary for Shmuel to make both statements. The Yishmin Alacha Kerudim Bava, if he only would have made the first statement, he said the Alacha is like Kerudim Bava. In our Mishnah, he says, Havamina Durabim Afilu Mechunasim. I would have thought that maybe Kerudim Bava holds, if it's a public well, even as a public bore, you're allowed to make Pasi Birot. That's what I would have thought. He says, Behind the Katani Be'er Harabim, the fact that he says Be'er Harabim in the Mishnah, that's La Pukim to Rabbi Akiva. So he doesn't contradict to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds even Be'er Yachid is permissible. So he says, no, not Be'er Yachid, Be'er Harabim. But in Achinami, he would hold Bor Harabim also is permissible. That's what I would have thought. So he says, so we had to make the second statement that if I say Lachas Rudim Baba, you might be a little masupak what Rudim Baba really holds. You might think Rudim Baba holds even Bor Harabim. So then he makes a second statement and he says that that the Lachas Rudim Baba that he permits that you're only allowed to make the Pasi Biraud rather for Be'er Mayim Chayim. Yeshmin and Be'er Mayim Chayim, and if he would have only made the statement that the Pasi Biraud are for Be'er Mayim Chayim, Havamina Loshna the Rabbim Loshna the Yachid, I would have thought as long as it's a be'er, I'm home free. I can make the pasi b'road. Kamashalan halacha k'rabbi d'rabbi baba. So he says halacha like k'rabbi d'rabbi baba. So the bottom line is that we're saying halacha like k'rabbi d'rabbi baba, and we require two things. One, it has to be a be'er, like the spring water, and it has to be for the rabbim. In those instances, you're allowed to do the pasi b'road, which is a tremendous kula because they're really shvach types of mechitzot. Okay, whose question comes with an exhibit so far? Okay, I'm going to the next Mishnah. All right, so. What?
In the art scroll, they keep referring to boards around the well.
Right.
Can you go into some detail about that?
Yeah, again, it's what we've been discussing here. Give me a minute. Give me 1 second. Well, anyway, that's what we've been talking about, the boards. That's what we've been talking about with the Be'er. That's what we've been talking about the whole time with these boards. Here's the boards. You see the boards here with the well? You see the boards around the well? That's what we've been discussing in the whole parak. Here, you know, the boards around the well.
Oh, those are the boards they're talking about. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let me go. Okay. All right. Let me go on. Okay. All right. Let's do the next Mishnah. Everybody with me? Okay. So the Mishnah says 10 lines down on Chav Gimel Mud Aleph. He says, Matnitin, Ba'odamar Rabbi Yudim Baba. Rabbi Yudim Baba said another halacha. And the Gemara is going to ask when the Mishnah uses the term Va'od. Va'od implies something similar. We have to clarify how this is going to be something similar. He says, Haginavar Karpev Shivshim Amma Vishirayim, Al Shivim Amma Vishirayim. He's saying, we're talking about a karpev. A karpev is a large area, but it's not for residential purposes. So he says, if I have a karpev, now karpev, he says, is shivim amot b'shirayim, 70 and two-third amot, by 70 and two-third amot. 70 and two-third amot is the square root. Again, we had Beit Satayim is 5,000 square amot. 100 amot by 50 amot is Beit Satayim. So the square amot, the square root of 5,000 amot is 70, what is it, 70, what is it? 70 amot and shirayim, like roughly 70 and two-thirds. 70 and two-thirds is roughly 5,000 amot. So Rudin Baba says that the gin and the karpave, the guard and the karpave, that's 70 amot and shirayim, or 70 shivim amot shirayim, mukavod gadir gavoa sartfachim. If they're surrounded by a partition, ten tfachim high, mitafla mitocha, one can carry in it. In other words, if it's not larger than that, so then I can carry in it. He says, uvavad sheheba shomei ra obedira oshe smucha le'ir. So one way to understand this, and the way the Balei Tosfot would understand it, is again, when I have this large area that's surrounded by partitions, so it looks a little bit like the Rishus HaRabim. So if it's larger than Beit Satayim, looks too much like the Rishus HaRabim if it's not Mukaf Ladira. But even if it's a smaller area, which is 72-third amot by 72-third amot or less than that, but it's not my, for residential purposes, according to the first opinion, I do require a little bit of a residential, a little sort of like color of residence. So he says, I have to have a shomei ra, I have to have a guardian's hut there. So I'm not living there, but I have a guardian's hut there. He says, o beit dira, means a residence, but not that I live there. I go there periodically. He says, o shtei smucha le'ir, or it's near the ear. So what near the ear is, it might be 2,000 amot, it might be less than that, but it's nearby so that I visit it frequently. So then under those circumstances, Rabbi Yudim Baba holds that I can carry in this area. He says, Rabbi Huda Omer, afilu ein ba labor v'siach u'ma'ara mitaflin b'tocha. Rabbi Huda says, look, I can carry in an area, again, it's by 72-thirds and 72-thirds, or less than that, and it's not hukaf ladir, it's not for my residential purposes, even if I only have a bor or siach, I have a pit or a ditch to collect water, or ma'ara, like a cave where I could take shelter. In other words, a little bit of a touch of residence, not as much as the first Tana, not as Rudrum Baba. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilu Imba Achat Mikulelu, Rabbi Akiva holds, and it seems like the luck is like Rabbi Akiva, you don't have nothing like that at all. He says, Mentalflin Betocha, you can carry it. Uvachtehiba Shivimama Vishirayim, Shivimama Vishirayim. But Rabbi Akiva says it has to be a square area. So it has to be 17 two-third amot by 17 two-third amot. It has to be a square area. So square area, even though it's not for residential purposes, if it's surrounded by partitions, I could carry in that area. He says, somebody needs to mute themselves. Somebody's got their thing on. Ruth, I think it's you. Please mute yourself, Ruth, okay?
Sorry.
Okay, so he says here, Reb Lezer Omer, in my ta orka yeter al rachva, Reb Lezer says if its length was greater than its width, afilu ama achad in metalflin betocha, even by one ama we can't carry in it. So lechora, it sounds like if I read and translate this, the Reb Lezer requires it to be square, but the Gemara is going to explain the Reb Lezer holds it could be rectangular, but it can be only rectangular to a certain degree. In other words, if it could be rectangular, like similar to the dimensions in the Mishkan, but if I go one more amma longer than width, I can't. Then it doesn't cut it. Reb Yossi Amer Afilu Arka Pishnayim Barachva Metaflin Betocha. Reb Yossi says even if its length is twice as much as width, I can carry in it. And that seems to be the same as the Tanur Reb Lezer. And the Gemara will ask what the difference is between the two. And the Gemara is going to say that we don't know this yet, that he's going to say that according to the Reb Yossi, Lechatchila should be square, but b'dieved it could be rectangular. I'm a Reb Eloi. Reb Eloi says, Shamati mi Reb Lezer. It should be Reb Lezer on the side. He says, I heard from the Tanur Reb Lezer, b'afilu hi kibet kur. I heard that the Tanur Reb Lezer said, you could even have an area that's a Beit Kur, which is much larger than Beit Satayim. Beit Satayim is 2 sa'ah, Beit Kur is 30 sa'ah. So a much larger area you could surround with a partition and carry in it. Then I heard, let's say you had a number of people with homes that opened to a single chatzer, and they all joined in an Erev chatzer before Shabbos, that one person did not. That one person was mevatel his rishus. So if he's out of the Erev, nobody else can carry there. But if he's mevatel his rishus, the gabi the other people, so the other people can carry. So I heard that the anshe chatzer could carry into his house. He can't carry, but they could carry. That's what I heard. He says, v'chein shamati menu shiyotzim bar kablam b'shabbat. And I also heard from Reb Lezer that you could fulfill the requirement for bitter herbs on Shabbos with ar kablin, as a type of bitter vine. He says, v'chazarti al kol tamidav. I went to all of his tamidim to corroborate this. Uvikashi li chaber. I was looking for somebody that agreed with those three halakot that I just quoted. V'lo matzati. I didn't find anybody to corroborate it. So it sounds like even though my understanding is Reb Lezer said these three halakot, but I have nobody else that can corroborate that he said those three halakot. Okay, let's focus on the beginning halakot in the Mishnah. So the halakot that we learned were either that we had requirements in both in terms of size and in terms of usage for the karpaif. A karpaif is an area that's a large area that's not enclosed for residential purposes, okay? So if it's larger than a Beit Satayim, you can't carry there on a Drabban level. Cannot carry there on a Drabban level. Looks too much like a Rishus Arabim. It's a large, like it looks like a park, but it's surrounded by fences. But it looks too much like a Rishus Arabim, so I can't carry there. But if it's smaller, Beit Satayim or less, I could carry there. But we saw the opinions that held that I had to, at least the way I'm explaining the Pshat, that you had to have some color of residence, you know, either according to the first opinion, you had to have like a Shomira, like a watchman's hut had to be there. Or then we said, according to the second opinion, that was Rabbi Yehuda. So the first opinion was Rabbi Yehuda Mbaba. The second opinion was Rabbi Yehuda. He says, even if I have a boar, siach ma'ara, like a pit in there, that's enough. And then Rabbi Akiva said, I don't need any of those things, but I do need a square area, 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds. And then Reb Lezer said, well, we don't understand Reb Lezer, but as Reb Lezer holds it could be rectangular. Reb Yossi holds it also could be rectangular, but it has to be squared. And then we had the shmuz from Reb Lezer. Okay, who's the question comes to the anything we did so far?
You need a real mechitza here, right? Real wall. The L-shaped stuff won't work here.
That's correct. The L-shaped dome works almost nowhere. It only works with the Pasei B'Rot.
With the well us.
And the Pasei B'Rot were limited to the Bor HaRabim, so it's something you'll probably never have in life. Okay, any other questions?
And all three agree the maximum is Beit Satayim?
The last opinion in the Mishnah said a Shmua that it could be more than Beit Satayim, but everybody else held that it had to be Beit Satayim.
Who said you could have more? Rabbi Yehuda?
Remember we had that...
Rabbi Akiva?
No, Rabbi Eloi said he heard from Rabbi Lezer.
Right. We don't have to accept that. Got it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to move on. Everybody with me? Okay. So now the Mishnah opened up with a line, Ba'odamar Rabbi Yehuda Mbaba. So Rabbi Yehuda Mbaba in the last Mishnah, he said that the Pasi Birot only good for the Bor HaRabim. That's when the last Mishnah was a Chumrah. He held it's very constricted, it's very limited for the Bor HaRabim. And then Ba'odamar Rabbi Yehuda Mbaba, Rabbi Yehuda Mbaba said, Gina Karpev is limited to 72 Amot, but I only if it has like a hut there or something like that, residence. So the Gemara says, my town is Ketani Ba'od. Like, Ba'od implies I have a similar halacha. So what's so similar between halacha B and halacha A? Ilay mishum detana lechad alachumra v'ktani achriti mishum haki ktani ba'od. Maybe it's because the first one was a stringency, just a stringency. With stringency with the pasi birot, it's only good by the bor harabim. And this is stringency that for it to be able to carry in this area, even though it's less than 72 thirds, I have to have like a hut there, or I have to have a beit dira there. He says haki ktani ba'od. So, but earlier in our parak, in the first Mishnah, we had Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said in the first Mishnah that the Pasi Birot are limited, according to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, to Beit Satayim. He said the Pasi Birot were limited to Beit Satayim. And then in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that if the Rabim walk through the Pasi Birot, they destroy it. So the both are Chumras. The Pasi Birot are limited to Beit Satayim. That's a Chumra. And secondly, if the Rabbim walk through the Pasi Birot, they destroy it. So we're trying to like analyze like this Lashon, Va'od Amar. So here we have Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mbaba. So there I have, so we said, well, similar halachos, two chumras. But early in the parak, we also had two chumras said by the same Tana. Rabbi Yehuda said that the Pasi Birot are limited to Beit Satayim. And then the next Mishnah, he says that the Rabbim Mafsak Tana, they'll destroy it. So it doesn't say va'od. Since he's back in the Gemara, he says va'od. He says v'ha Rabbi Yehuda d'tanale chad l'chumra v'tani achriti v'lo k'tani va'od. So it doesn't say va'od over there. So in other words, we're trying to understand, you know, like the laws of construction with the Mishnayot. Everything is like, you know, has a whole like code, like the Rav said, a whole schemata, or whatever. In other words, so the Gemara says hatam avsku rabbanan, hachlo avsku rabbanan. So the Gemara says, over there, the Chachamim interrupted. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda made a statement, this limit to Beit Satayim. Then the Chachamim said, Beit Satayim, that's only for Gina Karpef, but all the other Rishuyot, they could be even like 5 kur and 10 kur wide. So they're mentioning extraneous halachot. And then Rabbi Yehuda comes in and he says about interrupting with it. So that's why. He's had an interruption, I'm not going to say ba'od. He says, So you mean wherever the Chachamim interrupt, we're not going to say va'od? He said, Vaha, Rablezer de Sukkah, de Afsaku Rabbanan. So we're shifting to Masechet Sukkah. We're talking about our Masechet, and now Masechet Sukkah, which is coming up in Daf Yomi in probably another 9 months. So maybe longer, a year. So he says, Rablezer in Sukkah, first he says that you have to have 14 meals in the Sukkah, you know, dinner, lunch for 7 days in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Chachamim say, no, there is no set amount. And then he says that if you missed one of the meals, you could, the meal on Yantiv, you can make it up on Shemini Atzeret. He says, and so he says, Vaha Reb Lezer, the Sukkah of the Asku Rabbanan, V'Ketani Va'od. And over there it does say Va'od, even though the Chachamim interrupted him. So the Gemara says, Hatam B'miltehu Da'av Sukkah. Over there, the interruption related directly to the topic. In other words, they said, you know, you say 14 meals, we say not 14 meals, it could be any amount. And then he says, if you miss one of the meals, the meal on Yantav, you'll make it up on Shemini Atzeret. So that's all like in Minyana. He says, Hacha b'molta achriti afsukua. Here, with Rabbi Yehuda in the first two Mishnayot, they're talking like in the Veltarine that, you know, if I need a begin and a carpe, if I have a base of time, and then other Rishuyot, you know, could be even, what's the Mishnah saying? One time, he says, yeah, if it's a deer, or a sar, a muksa, or a chatzer, it could even be the sky's the limit. Okay, so basically the Gemara is saying that when I have two statements, and they're both chumras, so I'm going to say va'od, but if the chachamim are interrupting with something extraneous, I'm not going to say va'od. Okay, who's got questions, comments, to the things that we said so far? Everybody good? Okay, let's keep moving. Now, we're 2 lines from the bottom on Chaf Gimel Mudav, 23a, 2 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilu Ein Ba Chamikul El Metaltel Metocha. So Rabbi Akiva says, even if I have no signs of residence in this area that's enclosed, and again, it's less than 5,000 square amod, I can still carry there. And we hold like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, turn page. Now we're on Chaf Gimel and Beis. Okay, doesn't it go quickly with Daf Yomi? All right, so Chaf Gimel and Beis, this is the top line.
Rabbi, I'm sorry, why are you saying less than 5,000? Why can't it be 5,000?
Or 5,000 or less, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, Rabbi Akiva, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, Hainu Tanakama. Now, Rabbi Akiva seems the same as the Tanakama. The Tanakama is not in our Mishnah, is that, actually, we'll see in a minute. So Rabbi Akiva says 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds. Now, in the first Mishnah, it says, Amru Lo, the Chamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, that they only said Beit Satayim by a gina and a karpef. So Beit Satayim is 5,000 square amot. So isn't that the same thing? What's the difference between Rabbi Akiva? He says it has to be 72 thirds by 72 thirds, and Amru Lo in the Mishnah Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph says it has to be 5,000 square amot. So Ika Benayhu Davar Muad. There is a slight difference between the two. In other words, if I say 72 thirds by 72 thirds, it will come out a little less than 5,000 square amot. The Tani, we learn. So in other words, so Rabbi Akiva, so the Amru Lo is saying you have 5,000 square amot. Rabbi Akiva is saying you don't get quite seven, you get close to it, but not quite. He says the Tani, we learn in the Brayse that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Davar Muad Yeh Shal Shivimama V'Shirayim, that there is like a Davar Muad, you know, more than 70 and two-thirds that would be allowed, Rabbi Yehuda is saying. The Chacham didn't say exactly what that shear is. V'kama shear satayim v'chatzar mishkan. So we're saying that the nafkamin between the two shitot is that the Amru Lo holds, you get up to 5,000 square amot. And then Rabbi Akiva is saying you don't get 5,000 square amot. You get 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds, which comes out like to be a little bit less than 5,000 square amot. Any questions, comments, with anything so far?
A difference of 4 or 5 amot?
Right. Okay, let's see further. Now, all right. Now, okay, now we're on the fifth line on Chaf Gimel Beis. Okay, but Menani Mili, where do I know this halacha about the Beit Satayim? So the Gemara is really bringing sort of an asmachta from the Psukim, but where do we see an asmachta that there's a different, you know, like Rishus, when it's 5,000 square amot or more? So he says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Damar Kro, Orecha Chaser Meyabama, Vrochav Chamishim B'Chamishim. So it says about the Mishkan, the length of the Chaser is 100 amot, and the width is 50 B'Chamishim. B'Chamishim is hard to say, B'Chamishim. The width is 50. What's Chamishim B'Chamishim? Amar Torah, Tul Chamishim, V'Sabev Chamishim. So take the other 50 and wrap it around this 50. So 1 minute, it's going to come out. Let me get this down. Okay, so everybody see it. So here's 50 amot by 50 amot, right? 50 amot by 50 amot. Here's another 50 amot by 50 amot. So if I take this 50 amot and I slice it into 5 strips, so each strip is going to be 50 amot in length and 10 amot in width. Everybody got this so far? 50 amot in length, 10 amot in width. So if I take the first 4 and I put one piece on each of the sides, so now I have 70 across, 70 across, right? With me? I have a strip that's 50 amot in length, 10 amot in width. So if I take one strip here, one strip here, one strip here, one strip here, I'm creating like a square that's got 10 extra amot on the right, 10 extra amot on the left. So that's 70 amot across, 70 amot across. And then in each one of the 4 corners, I'm going to put one of these 4 pieces, right? So now I'm pretty close. So the point is, if I take a 50 amma by 50 amma, and then another 50 amma by 50 amma, and I wrap this 50 amma by 50 amma around the other 50 amma and 50 amma, I'm going to come up with a space of 70 and two-thirds. Now, I still have this space, the black space, which is open. So I chop that up into 30 different pieces, and then I attach it one to another, and then I wrap that around more. So here, when I do everything except for the square box, I've got 70 amma by 70 amma. That's 4,900. Then I'm going to take this thing, and I'm going to create like a little bit of a wrap, like a thin wrap around it, and then I'll end up with 70 two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds. And here you see 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds, and that's the remez. And here you see the Mishkan, or it's coming up in a minute with the Mishkan. Let me do 5 more lines, and I'll pause. The Gemara says, Pasha de Krab Maiktiv. So that's the drash in the Pasuk. What's the plain meaning of the Pasuk? The plain meaning of the Pasuk is talking about the Mishkan. What's Chamishim Bach Chamishim? He says, Amar Abayehem, made Mishkan al Sfat Chamishim, Deish Chamishim Malafanav, Ve'esrim Malachu Ruach Veruach. So Abaye says it means that when I have the Mishkan, so I have, you know, I don't have the whole thing here, but I have one tract of land, which is 50 Amot, 50 Amot. In the second tract, I place the Mishkan right in front of the 50 by 50. So in other words, the Mishkan will be placed plop in the middle, facing the 50 by 50. So I'll end up with 20 Amot here, 20 Amot here, and 20 Amot here. So 20 Amot here from the interior of the wall, I have 20 Amot to the end. From the interior of the wall, I have 20 Amot to the end. And here from the interior of the wall to the end, I have 20 Amot. So Chamishim Ba Chamishim means that you'll place the Mishkan so that it's facing Chamishim. It's facing the track with Chamishim. Okay, now let me see for a second. Okay, who's got questions, concepts, anything we did so far? Anybody? Okay, I'm moving on. Robert, you're okay. You look really puzzled. You're good? Okay, I'm moving on. Okay, let me go back. Okay, let's we're back in the Gemara with the two dots. Reb Lezer Omer, in my Orka Bechule. So in the Mishnah, if you read and translate, it sounds like Reb Lezer says that it has to be square, but if the length is one amma over the square, it's no good. That's what it sounds like. So Vahatani Reb Lezer Omer, in my Orka Yeter al Pishnai Barachva, Filo Amachad, Eimitatlan Betocha. But in the Braisa, Reb Lezer says that it could be a rectangle where the length is twice as the width, but if it's one more amma more than the width, it's no good. So Amara Bibi Barabaye, Kitan Amimanitan, Yeter al Pishnai Baruchabatan. So that's the Pshat in our Mishnah. When he said one extra amma, he means if the rectangle is more pronounced than 50 amot by 10 amot, where the length is twice the width, if it's like longer, in other words, the proportions, so then it doesn't cut it as a area where I can carry. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Hainu Rabbi Yossi. So if that's the case where Reb Lezer says a rectangle is good and Rabbi Yossi also says a rectangle is good, so aren't they the same? So Ikebeinayu Ribua de Ribua Rabbanan. So the Nafkamina is that Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu orka pishnayim barachva mitaflan betocha. Even if its length means the Rabbi Yossi holds the chachila should be square, but b'diavad it could be rectangle. And Rabbi Lezer holds, I'm fine square, I'm fine rectangle. Neither one's the chachila, neither is b'diavad. That's the way that's going. All right. Who's a question, concept, on anything we did so far? All right, I'm moving on. Let's take a look. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Amir Bechule. So we said that Rabbi Yossi says that it could even be a rectangle. So Itmar Amar Rabbi Yosef, that was the town of Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Rabbi Yosef. Itmar Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, mean lakula, that it could even be a rectangle. He says, Rabibi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Akiva held it had to be a square, but Rabbi Akiva also held that you didn't need to have any resonances in the area to be able to carry there. Both statements are leniencies, meaning utsricha. In other words, what he's saying is that it could be a rectangle, and I don't need any resonances there. And so he says tarvayu l'kula. Both are the leniencies of both positions. Utsricha was necessary for him to make both statements. The iash meina and alach Rabbi Yossi. If he would have just said the alach follows Rabbi Yossi, havamina ad deika. So Rabbi Yossi doesn't say this explicitly, but I would have entertained the thought that I could do a rectangle, but I need like a hut there or something like that. So he says, and the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva. You don't require that. Kamash shalom like Rabbi Akiva. V'yeshmin halacha Rabbi Akiva. And if you would have said the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, where I don't need the hut and the whole bit, have a amina arich v'katin lo. I would have thought a rectangle no good. So it comes from the lachik Rabbi Yossi. So he's saying two things. So he's saying the kulas of each one that it could be rectangular, and I don't need a hut there. I don't need a hut there. That's basically what he's saying. Okay, whose question comes to anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to move on. All right, here's the last piece. Okay, now Karpif, let's see if we have it. Okay, here we have a nice karpif. Okay. Karpif shu yoter mibeit satayim shu hukaf ladira. So he calls it a karpif. He means a large enclosed area, but it's hukaf ladira. Here it's with the residents. So if that's the case, if I have my house there and it's more than 5,000 square amot, I'm fine because that's hukaf ladira. So I could carry there. He says, but nizra rubo, but if most of the area is planted with grain, and I think it's like in the world, vegetables, not grain. Oh, it could be grain also. Most of it is planted, let's say, with vegetables. So he says, Hareyu kigina va'asur. So we're going to say the reshut is nigrar acharubo. In other words, the character of the reshut is going, so where I'm having vegetables, that's not hukaf ladira. In other words, I don't live like, you know, walk, you know, like, I can't, you know, wander around the vegetables. That's like, that's not the way people live. So, so then that undercuts the fact that it's hukaf ladira. So it means we view this as like, let's say 90% not hukaf ladira, 10% yes, and we're going to follow the majority. So it's low hukaf ladira and I can't carry there. But if I plant trees in most of it, so he says, then it's like a chaser, he says, umutar, and I'm allowed. In other words, trees, people take it like people love trees, the park, I love trees, everybody has a, like an affinity for trees, so then I'm good because trees mean it's a chaser, then I'm fine with that. Okay, now the Gemara analyzes the statement. Nizra rubo, if most of it was Zerayim with vegetables, so I can't carry there. So Amran Eliyotir Beit Satayim. That's only where the vegetable patch itself occupies more than a Beit Satayim. So the vegetable patch by itself is a reshus that I'm not allowed to carry in. He says, Abal Beit Satayim Mutar. But if the vegetable patch would be exactly a Beit Satayim, is permissible. So it means like this, that if the vegetable patch is more than a Beit Satayim, so then that's an area which is low hukaf ladira, because the vegetable patch is low hukaf ladira, and it's surrounded here by three walls. And then I have this little patch, which is hukaf ladira, also surrounded by three walls. But then I have where an entire reshus is open to reshus ha'asurla. In other words, one I can carry, one I can't carry. So if a whole reshus is totally open to reshus, which is asurla, to carry, so everything is prohibited in carrying. And we had that earlier with the chatserot, large chatser, with the narrow chatser. So he says, aval beit satayim mutar, but if the vegetable patch is exactly a Beit Satayim, so then I could surround that by partitions. That's not a prohibited thing. Then I'm permitted. So he's saying like this, if it's just a Beit Satayim, so if I would surround it with partitions, I'm allowed to carry. And here I have another area, which is like a Chatzer, also I'm allowed to carry. So if all of these things are surrounded by partitions, so then I and this area is only a Beit Satayim, so then I could carry. That's what he wants to say. So it's as if there's a chatzer and a gina opening up to one another. That's the ways we're viewing it. Like a gina, which is less than a Beit Satayim, and the chatzer less than Beit Satayim. So I can carry from one to another. So the Gemara says, come on, who would he be passing like? Reb Shimon did not, because we learned the Mishnah later on. Reb Shimon Omer, Echad Gagot, Echad Chatzerot, Echad Karpifot, Rishud Echad Ein Lekin Shavtu B'tokhan, Lekin Shavtu B'tokha Bayit. Reb Shimon holds, if I have a gag, a roof, and a chatzer, and a karpif, which is a like an enclosed area, which is not hukaf ladira, that's one rishus for Lekin Shavtu B'tokhan. Here he means a karpif. He means like smaller than a Beit Satayim. But in other words, I can carry from one to the other to the other. In other words, I have different reshuyot. They're all reshus yachid, but I can carry from one reshus to another reshus to another reshus. So here he's saying it's like I have a chatzer and I have a karpif. The chatzer is you know, for residential purposes, and the vegetable garden is a gina, but the gina is less than a Beit Satayim. So I can carry from one to another. So that would be like the Tana Reb Shimon. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, the Reb Shimon Nami came into Nizra Rubo, but even according to Tan Reb Shimon, since if we look at this territory, most of it is vegetation. Habe hahumi uta, let's see, batil e legabi ruba. So then this miut is like nigrari after the rove. So even with that analysis, at the end of the day, this whole area is more than a Beit Satayim. So I thought we could view it as two different Rishuyot. This would be a Chatzer and this would be a Karpif. This is less than a Beit Satayim, this is less than a Beit Satayim. And Mela, according to Reb Shimon, I can carry from a Chatzer to a Karpif to a Chatzer. I'm okay. But the Gemara is saying, no, even according to Reb Shimon, if most of it, if they're, you know, completely patuach one to another, just surrounded by mechitzot, so then ultimately the whole thing is larger than Beit Satayim, and I'm going to follow the rove. So the rove is vegetable patch. I'll say it's as if the whole thing is vegetable patch, and a vegetable patch which is larger than Beit Satayim, I can't carry there. So the second line, just another eight lines, and then we'll pause and we'll try to summarize a little bit, okay? So Ela I Itmar Hachi Itmar. So the Gemara says, if the statement was made by Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua, so it could not be that Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua said that heter, because we think it doesn't get off the ground. Ela i'itmar hachi i'itmar. So rather, if he made the statement, this is what he must have said. Hamiuta shari, that if most of it is a vegetable patch, I can't carry. But if a minority is a vegetable patch, so then I could carry. Let me see, does he have a minority here? Yeah, here. So if a minority is a vegetable patch, then it's permissible. Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua lo amran el lo havei Beit Satayim. That's only if the vegetable patch is not a Beit Satayim. He says, aval Beit Satayim asur. But if the vegetable patch is equal to a Beit Satayim, so it's a reshus b'fnei atzma. So now I have the vegetable patch and I have the chatzer. He says, kaman k'rabanan. That means the chamim hu mechul k'rab shimon. So it's as if I have, like, here I have a gina, here I have a chatzer. So my last carry from a gina to a chatzer? No. So according to Chamim, not. So that would be the way that would go. Now, four more lines. Rav Yirmi Medifti Matni Lekula. Rav Yirmi Medifti learns this whole thing, Lekula. Hamiuta Shari. So if it would be a miut, if only minority be vegetable patch be permissible, Amr would be Yeshua, lo Amran el Beit Satayim. It's only if it's a Beit Satayim, aval yotir Beit Satayim asur. If it's more than a Beit Satayim, so in other words, so here in the second version, he's saying a Beit Satayim is permissible. Like in other words, in one version we're saying if it's Beit Satayim, I can't carry from one to the other. That's like the Chachamim. This version we're saying if it's Beit Satayim, I could carry from one to the other. That's like Reb Shimon. He says, Aval Yoter Beit Satayim Asur, Kiman K'Reb Shimon. But more than Beit Satayim, you can't carry, because that would be like Reb Shimon. In other words, it's more than Beit Satayim, so I can't carry in the Gina. Okay. I know this was complicated, but I did the best I could. Okay, whose questions come to us anything we did so far?
Can you summarize that last part?
Well, the basic idea is we have a statement from Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua, and we have this area that's enclosed, and part of it is vegetable patch and part is chatzer. So when the vegetable patch is a Beit Satayim, so then it has a chashivas in and of itself. So according to Rav Shimon, I can carry from the Gina to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the Gina. If let's say they would both have four walls around them. So even if they have three walls around them, I can carry from the Gina Chatzer to the Chatzer to the Gina. And according to the Chamim, I can't. So that's basically the issue that the Gemara gets into. So if it's exactly Beit Satayim, Chamim hold I can't carry from one to another. Shimon holds I could carry from one to another. All right, who's had the question comes to us? Anything else? All right, let me end the recording. Let me end the recording 1 second.